the next time you hear Linkin Park faint. Caller 28-800-520-1067 wins tickets and backstage passes to the sold-out K-Rock Winnie Rose 2011. Let's go. 106.7 KROQ FM and HD1. Pasadena, Los Angeles, Orange County. Rock of the 80s HD2. The world famous K-Rock.
Yeah. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and it is 4 minutes after 6 o'clock.
The pit bull of comedy, Bobby Slayton, joins us on today's program a little bit later on. Also, our friend Adam Carolla stops by. We got a brand new internet roundup and your tickets for the Weenie Roast. First, though, Kevin, why are you hating on Harold Camping? Why are you so down on my man, Hank?
Hank is a fraud.
How dare you?
That's why.
He just didn't do the math right.
Hank is a guy who scared half the world because they believed him. Those people should also get their heads checked. But this is the guy, Harold Camping, who was the preacher, family radio. He said this past Saturday was going to be the end of the world. What was it? 3 o'clock, 6 o'clock in the afternoon, something like that. An earthquake like we'd never seen, and everybody was going to be raptured. And of course, Saturday came and went and nothing happened.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so that happened. And then they went back to him. Now, here are his comments for the first time after that.
The failed rapture at 5 months.
Not wrong. Stop by 5 months.
He did come.
All right, now, I'm glad we're going to talk to him in a second because I have questions about that. So, Jesus came back on Saturday, but just no earthquake and no one knew?
Now, let me back up. Very, very terrible time.
Okay. Right. So what he's saying is the rocket has been launched, Kevin, but it hasn't showed up on your radar yet. The button has been pushed. The rocket is on its way to you. You can't stop it, but you just aren't aware of it yet physically.
But didn't he say guaranteed, and didn't he say earthquake? And we asked 10.0? No. The likes of which man has never seen.
Uh-huh.
He said guaranteed on Saturday. I mean, that was the day. He wasn't waffling. He wasn't saying maybe.
Yeah, right, now he can just claim every natural disaster, the tornadoes in the Midwest. Oh, that's part of this. He can just claim every problem there is.
Well, let's see if that's exactly what's happening, because from Family Radio, Harold Camping joins us now on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hi, Harold. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you fellas doing?
We're doing well. Thank you.
We're fine, but we're a little bit confused because earthquakes, the likes of which the world has never seen, isn't really the same as the invisible rapture. It's here. You'll just have to take my word for it. Can you explain the discrepancy?
Did anyone see earthquakes this weekend?
No.
No,
but they were the likes of which you've never seen.
I see.
I said they would be like you've never seen and you never saw them. So suck it, bitches!
Wait a minute. I'm surprised to hear that language from you.
Well, now, I'm surprised to have you doubt the veracity of what I said.
Well, it didn't happen.
The Lord's word.
Okay, but why couldn't you have come out and said, look, I believe in Jesus, I want you to be saved, I want you to go to heaven, whenever that may be, but I was wrong about this weekend? Wouldn't people have an awful lot more respect for you then?
Because I wasn't wrong about this weekend. I was right about this weekend.
You said the rapture was going to happen this weekend.
Yes, and it did.
Okay, and
so suck it, bitches!
Okay, but wait. So, aren't you going to be raptured? Aren't you one of God's chosen?
I am, yes.
Well, then why are you still here?
Because it turns out the rapture is a different thing than I thought it was.
Well, what is it?
It's like getting a text message from God. he puts you on sort of like a waiting list. And then, you know, as there's room inside the club, they move the velvet ropes and they let you in.
And
we don't all go at once, but we're all on the list. And that's what was starting this weekend, was the list was being made.
What part of the Bible did you get that from?
I got it from the part of the Bible that says, suck it, bitches!
I don't know that verse.
Now, Harold Camping, you're 89.
Yes,
shouldn't you be awfully close to the front of that list to get into heaven?
Well, I don't question the Lord. I just know that the rapture did come, and now we've got the next 5 months until it's the end. And
okay.
Then it's the end. I mean, this is it. This is it.
Now,
this is it.
What do you mean when you say this?
I mean, this is it. There's no more after that. It's just this is it.
All right.
When I say this is it, I mean it.
This is it. Right? Okay.
This is it. So the final it is it, and it's it, and it's the final one.
All right.
Okay. So when October 21st comes and goes, assuming you're still alive,
he will, and I will.
Okay,
and I will.
And nothing happens. When it goes by just like May 21st is, do you already have your excuse planned for 5 months from now, or are you going to make up something entirely new on the 22nd?
I am telling you now, the end of the world will come on October 21st.
Right, but when it doesn't...
But it will, is what I'm saying.
And that's what you said about this past Saturday as well.
I'm not changing the date. It did start this past Saturday. You just didn't. You weren't aware of it.
Do you know personally of any person that was raptured on Saturday?
I know a guy. I know a friend of. I know some guy's dentist, I heard.
Is that right?
That's a weak sauce rapture
friend
right
of
there,
a friend's
Reverend.
Dentist was first gone. And now, more importantly, the end of the world is going to be coming over the next 5 months. So okay. You have to get ready and get... I suggest you get rid of all your earthly possessions. You sell them. You get the cash.